Blog Talk Radio.
Lost in a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh.
Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show on the planet. Our special guest this morning is Sherry Flack, extraordinary individual woman that has everything to share with you this morning. Before we bring her up, I want to talk about the upcoming event at Charlie's, 7303 George Avenue from 6 to 10, April 30th. We're scheduled to have the mayor of D.C., Marion Bowser, will stop by. Entrepreneurs, businesses, people who are definitely making a difference in the DMV, come by, network, have your tables, get your affairs, your products, everything will be there, and meet Judy, the most fantastic host, restaurateur, in the area. The food is simply fabulous. The networking is fabulous. It's Black Card After Work Networking. Last Thursdays of the month. Be there April 30th at Charlie's. If you don't have your Black Card, go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the Black Card. Get your Black Card today. Open doors to events and opportunity to get discounts at various businesses throughout the DMV. We're going to be right back with Sherry Flack. Never going to forget her name. Welcome to our newsmaker line, Sherry Flack.
Good morning, Russell.
How are you, Sherry? Fantastic. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the airways. Tell us, Sherry, first off, who you are and a little bit about your background.
My name is Sherry Flack, and I'm a native Washingtonian. I actually grew up in Hinesville, Maryland, and in my teenage years, I moved to Washington, D.C. I was born in D.C., Providence Hospital. My father, he's from West Virginia, so most of my family migrated up here from down south, and we still talk like that, some of us. Right now, I'm currently am a Navy veteran. I went into the Navy in 1998. I'm also a motor coach operator, and I was a tour guide for several years in Washington, D.C., and I still do that.
That is something that's unique, a tour guide. What exactly did you do when you were a tour guide in Washington, D.C., and how long did you do that?
I was a tour guide in Washington, D.C. for about 4 years for Mark Gold Line. And what we actually did is I don't know if you remember those little red trolleys that rode around downtown.
I do remember those, right.
Official tour for Washington, D.C., and I actually got the opportunity to actually give a Black History tour in Washington, D.C. It was very motivating for me to be a tour guide because what I noticed is that we had a lot of industry, people that come into this city, and I did not know that this was the tourist capital of the world.
What about your Navy speech? How long did you stay in the Navy?
I was in the Navy for 4.5 years. My longest duty station was in Yokosuka, Japan, and I also was stationed here in Washington, D.C. at Navy Research Lab.
So you're very well versed. You traveled, you've done a lot, you've seen the world, you know all about Washington, D.C. Tell us now basically what your cause is and what you're doing today.
My largest cause right now is the battle for lupus, the battle to help people thrive and live a successful life with lupus. Lupus is a disease that I was diagnosed with last year, actually in September. The 5th is when I finally went into the hospital, where I had to have up to 7 symptoms of lupus to be actually given a test to take to see if that was what I had, and it is what I had. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. It takes on several forms. It can affect any part of your body, but it's most commonly attacks the skin, the joints, the heart, lungs, blood, kidneys, and brain. Autoimmune disease are characterized by a malfunction of the immune system, one in which the immune system cannot distinguish between the body's own cells and tissues and foreign matter, like viruses. Rather than simply producing antibodies to attack antigens, viruses, bacteria, and similar form of matter, the immune system creates autoantibodies that attack the immune system itself. So basically, my body attacks itself, and just from one insect bite, it is full-term lupus, which I did not know was hereditary. And it is a chronic disease where from one insect bite, my entire body, I had an infection in every part of my body, including my bones. So I spent two months in the hospital, and with them diagnosing me, and finally, after 2 months of not even being able to give me all the medicine they could at one time for all the infections, including pneumonia, I'm walking around here today. I got out of the hospital. I was in the hospital September the 5th to November the 17th, and the last thing that happened was I couldn't walk. I had gained 50 pounds of fluid on my legs. So I know that I am a living miracle. And the only thing I want to do is help raise money to help people like me, and that's why I'm calling in today. Right now, I'm preparing to do a drive for the full month of May. May is Lupus Awareness Month, and I want to raise as much money as possible and actually be sort of like an emergency response team to people that are disadvantaged, or to people who are disadvantaged mostly, because a lot of people die from lupus. Because there's not enough side effects to keep you in the hospital to even find out if you have it in the first place if you just have regular insurance. Thank God I had VA medical benefits, and I was able to actually stay in the hospital for them to fully assess all of my symptoms and be able to diagnose me and give me the proper medication.
Excellent. So lupus, what's the difference between lupus and sickle cell?
Well, sickle cell is when the red blood cells form a sickle shape, and they actually start to clutter into your veins, and which causes extreme pain and could cause blood clots, and that's what they call a crisis. So with lupus, you have a crisis, and most of the time a crisis will happen if you don't eat right, because it makes you extremely anemic, or if you are stressed out. One of the biggest triggers of lupus is stress.
Wow. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about your boutique and how we can raise this funds for lupus. On our newsmaker line, Sherry Flack. She's also a black card holder. She's also a veteran. She's a world-round, renowned traveler, and she has a lot to say and a lot to do. We'll be right back with Sherry Flack.
She's on top of the world. I just wonder how the girls say, oh, we got our feet on the ground and we're burning it down. Oh, got our head in the clouds. This girl is on fire.
Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. BeThereMagazine.com, Washington's premier online magazine, tells you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Next big, big Black Card After Work networking event at Charlie's, 7303 Georgia Avenue, Northwest, from 6 to 10, Thursday, April 30th. Be there. Don't let this event pass you by. It's going to be a big one. Sherry, give us information about the boutique.
I'm sorry?
Give us your information about your boutique.
Oh, my boutique? My boutique is the Sherry Marie Boutique. It has only jewelry right now. Right now, I'm a Chloe and Isabel merchant. Chloe and Isabel is a company that you can become involved with. Anyone can become an independent merchant, and it doesn't even cost about $125 to be a Chloe and Isabel merchant. What I do is what that $125 does is it buys you a site, and you have unlimited training and unlimited resources to all types of graphics and things like that to create your own boutique and customize the jewelry that you sell, even putting on your own model. So I really like Chloe and Isabel because it's very diverse. All of the jewelry that actually ranges from ethnic Indian. Tribal jewelry, all types of precious metals, and one of my favorite collections is the raw metals. It's a lot of natural looking items that are low priced, all the way from $20 and up. And it's most of my jewelry is silver plated, or gold plated, or Roman gold plated. All of the crystals are real. I like to incorporate crystals, metals, and stones into the selling of my jewelry and actually give my people style profiles and find out about them. I actually go and meet with them face to face. Actually, at the launch on Saturday, I'm a part of Crown Me Wigs. As a lupus patient, I am a part of Crown Me Wigs, which is an organization, and it is a boutique that provides prosthetic wigs to people who lose their hair due to illness. A lot of cancer patients, a lot of lupus patients lose their hair. So actually, Crown Me Wigs is actually funded by the federal government, and the site for that is www.wigsplusvets.com. And if you have anyone in your family or anything that, or anyone that has hair loss and can go to a dermatologist, you can find out how this person would qualify for breakthrough regrowth hair methods, including scalp massages and just a beautiful team of women. That organization was founded by Leslie Leland. My boutique, Chloe and Isabel and Sherry Marie Boutique is a tool that I use to raise funds for Lupus Awareness Month. That's what I'm going to use it for this month. And most of the money will be dedicated to what I call an emergency fund for those with special needs with lupus. And my site is www.chloe, C-H-L-O-E, ANDISABEL.com/boutique/Sherry Marie, SHERRIEMARIE.
So lupus is the main focus in May. For the whole month of May, you're going to be raising funds for lupus. We're looking forward to seeing you on April 30th with the information and the opportunity for people to contribute to your organization and your boutique. What else are you involved in that Sherry Flack is and individuals need to know about?
Well, I'm involved in everything in my community. I volunteer at Bald Eagle Boxing, Bald Eagle Rec Center, here out in the Southwest in the 8th Ward of Washington, D.C. I like to work with kids. I like to work with elderly people, and I have a lot of things that I want to get started here in D.C. It was an idea that I had. I was thinking of an idea that would bridge the gap. You know, bridging the gap, I meant, between streets and just a positive working class part of society, and bringing people up out of, you know, especially a lot of kids and teenagers that I see wandering around with nothing to do, actually helping them, you know, and inspiring them to be entrepreneurs and actually going and actually getting the training to be able to do that. And in the midst of me trying to figure out how to do that, in a more productive way, a woman named Pinky Lee Taylor introduced me to the LISA Project. The LISA Project, or the LISA Initiative. You can look up LISA Initiative, www.lisainitiative.com. The LISA Project is a financial literacy institute. What they do now, because I'm in training, is because I did not know I was financially illiterate. What they do is they give you a financial literacy training, and you can actually train with them out on Ford Boulevard in Lanham with First Financial. And that's the First Financial is life insurance, and LISA means life insurance savings account. So what they do is they're teaching me now financial literacy all the way down to the stock market, how to save money, how to make money, and how to actually teach others how to make money, including children.
Well, for us today, making money, people need and businesses need and everyone needs to make money. Without money today, it's extremely impossible to fulfill your goals, to fulfill your needs, and also to help others. So money is a big, big factor. On our Newsmaker Line, Sherry Flack. Our sponsor today is Get Your Lawyer Now. So many individuals do not have a lawyer. They don't have a lawyer, and if something happens, they have no way of being represented by anyone because they don't have a lawyer. Don't put yourself in that position where if an emergency comes or anything happens and you don't have a lawyer, be able to say, call my lawyer. Go to www.getyourlawyernow.com and get your lawyer now. Have access to 40 lawyers. Help you with traffic violations, with anything that has to do with legal information, legal assistance. You'll have your lawyer for $19.99 a month. www.getyourlawyernow. We'll be right back with the one and only Sherry Flack with her closing statements. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. This girl is on fire. Everybody stands when she goes by. Sherry illuminates the room. The room does not illuminate her. When she walks into a room, a brightness about that room becomes even brighter. She has the personality. She has the stamina. She has the awesome, awesome auditorial aspect of life, and she's not bad on the eye. So Sherry Flack is what you need to know. Be around her. She's helping people. Sherry, give us your loss or your closing statements.
I would like to thank you, Russell Price, for inspiring me with this show. Now, you inspire me every time I see you, but this song, you just had me in here dancing while I'm doing my interview. I'm ready. I'm motivated. How do you do it?
Excellent. This, you are truly an asset to the world. The day you was born was more than the birth of you. It became an aspect of the world because people now can interact with you. Everybody that touches you and you touch them, you have made a difference in their life. The meeting of you and to be in your presence is not just something to take lightly. You want to add to that individual. Give us your closing statements on what you want us to do and where we want to go, and give us the website again.
My boutique is www.chloeandisabel.com/boutique/Sherry Marie, and help support me with Lupus Awareness Month, the month of May. And also, on top of all of that, I also model, and I also produce. I'm a DCTV member, so I know that a lot of people say, "Well, you're everywhere." So for some reason, I don't know who told people that you only needed to do one thing, because I have always done everything. And if I fall, I still get up. And some things are on the back burner, some things are burning. Sometimes you got to toss some things out. So that's a part of me, who I am, which I know that I'm probably already a billionaire walking, and that's my goal. So please come out and support me, and always you can find me on Facebook.
Fantastic. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll see you on Wednesday. And Friday, our special guest is Harry Thomas. It's going to be an opportunity for you to talk to Harry Thomas and find out where he's at now and what's going on for Washington, D.C. But be there April 30th, Charlie's Restaurant and Grill, networking after dark, black card style, and the mayor, Marion Bowser. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. See you Thursday.
Big one.